Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. My name is Andy Herman. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday, right here on The Fan. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is coming up next from 9 to 11, so do not go anywhere. And right now, we have one of my all-time favorite people that we bring on the show, Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find her on social media, at Camille Monet. Camille, wonderful to be chatting with you. How are you doing?
As always, doing good. It's starting to get warm here in Milwaukee, so that's always a plus.
It is here in the Green Bay area as well. I am loving every second of it. We hit over 80s yesterday, and I felt like a new person, and I just felt like I'm meant to be in 80-degree or higher weather, Camille, so I'm a very happy person as well. We've got a lot to get into. We've got a Packers OTA coming up today. We had Packers OTAs last week. Let's just start there. As you were kind of reading through the tweets and, you know, disseminating all the information that was coming out of 1265 this past week, what were your sort of key takeaways from that week one of OTAs?
Yeah, my first thought was just that I love the attendance. To only have four guys not there, I thought was pretty impressive. And outside of that, just hearing that our first round wide receiver looks like a first round wide receiver. Again, it's very early. There's no pads. Things look a lot different when you start hitting and everything like that. But from the clips I saw of the video footage, like the routes looked really crisp. You could see the speed. And it just kind of made me excited of like, man, we really drafted a wide receiver in the first round. And he looks like a first round wide receiver.
It's really fun. And just like, To your point, there's nothing that we can glean from it, knowing that the pads aren't coming on and until training camp, and we're going to have to see how it looks when the season and the lights are on and everything like that. But it certainly is better than the alternative where he gets to, you know, OTAs the first time. You're like, that's the first round wide receiver. That's what he looks like. Like, he looked the part, is exactly what you would have expected. The scouting report, when you watch him on tape and, you know, kind of go through it, is exactly what I saw in person as well. And just being able to translate that over, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you see something on tape and then you get it in person. You're like, oh, that is not what I was expecting. With Matthew Golden, it was exactly as advertised. And like I said, that's a whole heck of a lot better than the alternative.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So seeing that from the clips and just the footage was really great. And also on wide receiver tip, just hearing that Christian Watson is ahead of schedule with his rehab now. I'm not saying that as in like, oh, we should expect him back week one or anything like that. But just hearing that the rehab is going well for him is a positive to me. Like, I really do like Christian Watson as a player. And then also on the individual, just personal level, like, injuries can be hard to overcome. So hearing how he's been attacking the rehab ahead of schedule, that's a positive too for this Packers offense, especially when you think about what it could look like if everyone is healthy.
Big time. And he has every right to be ultra motivated, right? Sure. First of all, I'm sure he's just frustrated and wants to get this injury done and over with. But also, it just is brutal when you have it in a contract year. You don't have that long-term extension done. Then at the end of the previous season, before your contract year, you tear your ACL and MCL at the very end of the year. I'm just hoping that he can come back and absolutely crush it when he comes back. And whether he gets that, you know, contract next with Green Bay or another team, him going out and having that opportunity to prove himself and hopefully get that big contract would be awesome for him. So from a Packers standpoint, it's huge. From his perspective, it's huge as well. So as you said, we don't want to read too much into it. And I wasn't going to read anything into it, even though we saw him out there jogging around a little bit up until the point where Matt LaFleur said, yep, he's looking outstanding and he's ahead of schedule. And he tried to, you know, save it a little bit and say, hey, I'm not a doctor, but still great to hear from Matt nonetheless. As we get to it's week two of OTAs. I kind of consider it the second practice, since this is the second one that's actually open to the media, despite them having, I think, three this past week. What are you looking forward to today as we get some updates again from Packers practice?
Yeah, I'm looking at the linebacker core, and just I'm really curious who's going to emerge as that third linebacker behind Quay and Edge, because, like, Quay started having a really good year as the season continued on, but then he got injured. We saw what Coop could do last year, and very excited to see him hit the field again this year. But that third linebacker, the question is, like, who is that? Is it McDuffie? Does Tyron Hopper make that jump? Like, does the rookie Simmons come through? Like, I'm really curious to see how that continues to play out. OTAs, of course, won't tell you the full story, but you can start picking up some breadcrumbs along the way.
Yeah, you certainly can. And with Quay Walker not practicing last week, we got to see a little bit more Tyron Hopper in that spot, playing some in the middle. And then, you know, McDuffie would come in on the nickel package and play next to Cooper in that situation. So I'm very intrigued to see how that plays out. I'm wondering if there is sort of that battle between McDuffie and Hopper come training camp time. I'm sure as a top 100 pick a year ago with Tyron Hopper, they would love to get him at least the opportunity to compete for that spot. But that should be a really fun one to kind of keep an eye on as we get closer and closer to training camp. And then you transition us perfectly as we're being joined here by Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, Pack-A-Day podcast. You can find her on social media at Camille Monet. You brought up Adrian Cooper. One of the bigger storylines, no pun intended here, was the fact that he is up to 240 pounds and bigger than he was a season ago. They said he played at close to 220 at times last year, or at least he came back from, I don't know if it was, time off or through the bye week or whatever, but at one point was 220 this past year, and now he's up to potentially like 240 or higher. He looks massively different, and he looks like a totally different size and bulk. This looks like functional strength. This does not look like any bad weight whatsoever. What are your thoughts on Cooper being up to 240?
Love hearing that, especially knowing that Matt LaFleur also mentioned, like, he still looks explosive. Like, my concern with adding weight is generally how much does that slow you down? Are you going to need to have some time to adjust to your new body shape and trying to do the things you've been used to doing at a different size? But all reports seem to indicate that he looks just as explosive, but just functionally bigger. And that makes so much sense for him playing like an inside linebacker, you know, somebody who is meant to be crashing into other people, into quarterbacks, into running backs. Like, you have to have a bigger frame for that. And also with the assumption that he's going to be playing more snaps this year, hearing that he added this functional strength should theoretically help to, you know, keep him fresh and in the games at a higher snap count than what he experienced last year.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to be really beneficial for him, even as, you know, he's so skilled at avoiding blocks that he doesn't always need to take them on just because he's so fast and so agile. But the ability to take on a few more of those blocks, I think, will be helpful. And to your point, just hopefully a little bit more durability. Sometimes in the NFL, you're either the hammer or the nail. And at 220 in the middle of the field, you're going to be the nail more often than not. And now if you've got a little bit more of that bulk, especially the way with him playing like a missile like he is, 240 might not be the heaviest guy on the field, but 240 running a 4.340, you know, 40-yard dash is definitely going to feel, you're going to feel that when it hits you for sure. So I'm really excited about it. Again, to your point, assuming that we do see that same explosiveness, I don't want to take any of that away from him because that is his superpower. But man, if he is that explosive still and he looked like it this past week at that weight, that is going to be a big benefit for Green Bay. All right, we talked to Camille yesterday and today about the Packers' biggest strengths and weaknesses. We went through 12 strengths yesterday. We went through 12 weaknesses today. Just off the top of your head, you know, what are, to you, the Packers' biggest strengths that can potentially propel them moving forward? It can be organizational, coaching. It can be on the field, whatever that thing might be. And then on the flip side, what are some weaknesses that they're going to have to mitigate if they want to get to that next level as an organization?
Yeah, I think one of the strengths I would call out for this Packers team is the run game. Like, we saw what Josh Jacobs was able to do last year, putting up numbers we haven't seen in the Packers uniform since, like, Amon Green. And we also saw some really good things from Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks last season. And on top of that, you have Marshawn Lloyd coming back into the fold. And although we haven't really seen him on the field, from all reports, when he's in scout, when he's in practice, he looks very explosive. And they just need him to be healthy to see what he can do on the field. And on top of having some solid running backs, they also have some interesting receivers that you can utilize in the run game or those pseudo run plays on the field as well, with like Jaden Reed and then adding Williams, the rookie, to the roster this year. I think the run game can be really explosive. And on top of that, too, we've seen the investment in the offensive line this offseason with Banks coming in. So I think the run game is going to be really beneficial. And we know if you have a good run game, how much that can also open up for your passing game.
No, big time. And that's definitely one. When I asked Tommy yesterday, that was, I think, one of the first ones he mentioned. We certainly talked about Josh Jacobs in that running game as well. And then on the flip side, what about those weaknesses?
Yeah, there's a few I could go to. Special teams, of course, comes to mind first. But I feel like we all can point to special teams. So I'll also say, like, the defensive tackles. Like, we do have some experience with, like, Clark and Wyatt and Brooks and Wooden. And we know that they've been investing in the defensive line, especially in the middle there with the tackles. But just not enough consistent pressure from them. So that's an area where if they can get consistent pressure, that's going to be so beneficial for everyone else in that defense, because it all starts up front. So, again, they have some pieces that you can think could do it, but now we have to see it in practice. So until I see it on the field week to week during the season, I'm going to still consider that a weakness.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think some of that depth is definitely very concerning. And if Kenny Clark goes out for any period of time, I have a ton of concern as to what that interior of the defensive line looks like. We're being joined by Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, Pack-A-Day podcast. You can find her on social media at Camille Monet. All right, Camille, I'm going to give you an opportunity to buy or sell stock. I'm going to start with you buying stock. Who is a player that maybe isn't super valued by some that you want to buy stock in before it hits record prices and maybe you can sell it off later? Who's a player that you think is going to break out in a major way, or that you just want to buy that stock in moving forward?
Brenton Cox. I'm a fan. He really started to emerge in with his playing time after the Smith trade last season. I mean, he had more sacks in four games than Lucas Van Ness had in 17. He just showed something, and I think that if he has this offseason, he understands the role, he can get out there and get consistent sacks. He is somebody who can really, really shock the world, which, again, would be really beneficial for them to be able to have a guy on the line that can create that type of pressure and some havoc.
It would be awesome if he could step up. And it's been, I should think this out a little bit before I say it, but it feels like it's been a while since they've had a undrafted free agent hit at like the level of like a Sam Shields. I know Tremont Williams wasn't their undrafted free agent, but he was one. And then of course, yeah, like Cullen Jenkins. And you just had some of these players that would come in and really make this massive difference. If Brenton Cox could be that next guy that really kind of takes the mantle and just goes and has an out of nowhere, like unbelievable season, it would be such a huge, and you just need a couple of those. If you're going to be like a contender, you just need a couple guys that kind of step up out of nowhere and give you a really good season or two. I feel like he's in that wheelhouse as well as somebody who could do that, and it would be such a win for Green Bay. On the flip side, of course, we know that that's not always going to be the case. So who are you selling stock on, or just ready to be like, you know what, I love him, but I have to give up and I have to sell at this point?
So I'm going to kind of cheat this question, and it's all right. Not one particular person, but it's the group. It's the wide receiver group in the sense of strength and numbers argument we've been having with that group. Like, there at this point, it just feels like there's a number crunch at the wide receiver position. And some guys that we saw even take the field last year as the maybe fifth or sixth wide receiver, like a Bo Melton, a Malik Heath, like, we've seen they have potential. But at some point, like, everyone's not going to be able to hit the field, especially with the new additions in the draft this year. And I do wonder if there's a trade or something the Packers can capitalize on with that wide receiver group, just because they have so many guys that could be productive. So my selling stock is more so of like, all right, we have a surplus here. Let's try to find a way to not let it just walk for nothing. Like, how can we improve our team going forward? If we kind of maybe make a trade for one or two of these guys that we currently have to make room for some other guys coming up.
Yeah, I like that answer a lot. That's a great way to spin that question. And I think you're totally right. I think they're going to have to figure out, you know, just how those pieces all fit together. Because even if Christian Watson does come back a little bit sooner, that certainly adds to the craziness within that room as well at some point this year. And then, you know, they've already talked about wanting to run more 12 personnel, which is obviously more two tight ends with Luke Musgrave getting out there. We know Josh Jacobs is going to get the ball a ton. Marshawn Lloyd's coming back. There's just so many mouths to feed in that offense. And it's a good problem to have, but it's definitely going to be interesting to see again how they kind of piece it all together and keep all those guys happy, which was not always easy even this past year. And it feels like now they even have more weapons on offense. So definitely going to be interesting to keep an eye on. All right, Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, Pack-A-Day podcast. Find her on social media at Camille Monet. I can't get you out of here before we talk a little bit of NBA. This might be a really stupid question, Camille, so you can call me out for it. Obviously, I'm covering the Packers full-time. Don't get to spend as much attention on the Bucks, although I do try to keep an eye on it as much as I can. Is it just a foregone conclusion at this point that Doc Rivers is back, no questions asked? Is he the official head coach for 2025?
That's what it's feeling like. I think you can count on Doc Rivers being on the sideline for the Milwaukee Bucks this upcoming season.
Yeah, it certainly is felt that way. With just, I didn't know if there was like maybe a confirmation or anything. There's not been any news, obviously, to the contrary. And yeah, it's been interesting. It felt like that was going to be more of a conversation, and it seems like it has not been. And then I guess my follow-up to that, Camille, is how does that affect the Giannis, you know, entire situation? And I know that there's not any sort of major update here, but where are we at with everything? And how do you just kind of expect this offseason to go at the moment, which seems like it could go maybe in a million different directions?
Man, it really could go in quite a few different directions. But I think from reports that I've seen, the Bucks are actually planning to utilize Doc Rivers to help pitch Giannis to stay, because apparently they have a great working relationship. And I'll say this about Giannis. We have seen him, even when Jason Kidd was his head coach, go to bat for his coaches. Giannis is a guy who likes to be coached. He's going to do what it takes to win. So generally, you don't hear much about Giannis not liking a coach. And as for that Giannis decision, one, I think Giannis is also enjoying the havoc that he's creating.
For sure.
The chaos. He's living in it and just kind of trolling us a little bit along the way. But overall, now that the calendar has flipped to June and the NBA draft at the end of the month, free agency kicks off at the end of the month, I think we're going to start getting momentum. And I think within the next couple of weeks, we understand what the future of the Bucks looks like in regards to Giannis, because the draft is the time to make things happen.
It very much is. I'm very much excited for that time frame as well, and just to see how kind of things shape up at the top of that draft. And then does Milwaukee have picks in the top of that draft, depending on if there is the Giannis trade? I think we're both on the same page, Camille, that we expect Giannis to be back. Let's just assume for a second Giannis is not back. He is not a Milwaukee Buck in 2025. Giannis Antetokounmpo will be playing for whom?
Ooh, if he is not a Buck, I think Giannis is playing for a team in Texas. I'm between the Rockets and the Spurs, because that idea of a Wimby Giannis front court, I could see him looking at that as a real good chance to win. But also Houston, which is some of the young pieces they have, they have the assets that I think would be more appealing to the Bucks, and also a situation for him to kind of go down there and be on a team that could compete for a playoff spot. But ultimately, I'm still leaning more so towards Giannis staying in Milwaukee. Like, I'm probably 65, 35, maybe 70, 30, and leaning towards Giannis staying in Milwaukee.
I think I might be more 85, 15, to be honest. I think he's going to be back. We'll see. Again, things could change. We could go on that path a different time, but I think he's going to be back. The one thing I don't want, Camille, I want if you're going to bring him back, do what you can do to make him the best team possible right now, or you know, whether you're going to do that gap year and try to be more competitive the following year, that's fine. But if you do not bring him back, the one thing I don't want is one of those deals that's like, well, we're going to try to also compete a little bit now, but also tear it down and rebuild and do something in the middle. If you're going to tear it down, like, tear it down, like, get young, try to get as many picks as you can, and try to set yourself up for the future. Don't do one of those deals where you get like a couple guys that kind of can help you win now, but don't really help you win now. And then it just don't middle ground it. Give me an A, give me an F. Don't give me anything in between. That's what I'm kind of really hoping that the Bucks do in some way. Last but not least, Pacers, Thunder. Who do you got coming up, and how many games does it go?
Give me the Thunder in 6. It could be 5, but I'm going to give the Pacers that benefit of the doubt just because they have been a really good team this year. I just think that we've seen the Thunder throughout the regular season and in this playoffs here just show that they're like that. And I think that that Nugget series with the Thunder helped them really grow up. I said, like, the Thunder buddies have grown up a professional basketball team, and they've just been outstanding all year. So I think they walk away with the hardware.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the Pacers are going to make it as difficult as they possibly can. It wouldn't even stun me if it went, like you said, 6 or even maybe 7 games, but I do think the Thunder win it. And I think we may look back at it and say Thunder Nuggets was the actual championship series in hindsight, which was an unbelievable series. But like you said, the Thunder sort of grew up before our eyes in that game, and that they really overcame the adversity they needed to. And it just feels like now they're this well-oiled machine and probably deserving of the hardware. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition or not. Camille, I cannot thank you enough. Always great to chatting with you. Tell us about Lockdown Bucks, Pack-A-Day podcast, technical foul podcast as well. What do you got coming up this week?
Yeah, so Lockdown Bucks is still running Monday through Friday, and we will be on that Monday through Friday schedule until after free agents, after summer league, actually, so through the end of July. So make sure you're checking it out for all your Bucks needs. Pack-A-Day, of course, I'm on the audio side every Monday if you want to hear my voice there. And then the technical foul podcast, we record live every Tuesday on our YouTube page, so you can come be part of the show. The episode drops every Wednesday, and we cover NFL, NBA, and pro wrestling with a WWE focus.
Big R-Truth update this week is what I'm expecting you guys over there. So,
yeah.
Tough one. We'll see what happens there. I love this. Just really quick, by the way. I love somebody pitched the idea of him signing with AEW and continuing to believe that he's still in WWE by seeing Edge and Christian and all these former wrestlers that he worked with. And the bit is that he just still feels like he's in WWE. It would be the funniest bit ever.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't know if he fits over there in general, but it would be absolutely awesome if that was the bit that they ran with. But Camille, you're the best. We'll talk again soon and enjoy the rest of your day.
For sure. Take care.
All right, you bet. That is Camille Davis. Follow her on social media at Camille Monet. Again, Lockdown Bucks, Pack-A-Day podcast, and the Technical Foul podcast as well. We are going to be right back. Do not go anywhere. This is the Pack-A-Day radio show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.